This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, learn about a special day for your cats at the vet. Do you like a good mystery and love dogs? We have a special treat for you today. Find out about our big book giveaway contest winner and a local community celebrates its biggest adoption event. That's what's up today. Stay tuned.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hey, Monica, we have a big day coming up on August 22nd for all our feline lovers out there. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, August 22nd is National Bring Your Cat to the Vet Day. And in the veterinary industry, you know, it's very common, and we talk about this a lot, but you see dogs a lot more than you see cats. Cats are definitely a little more self-sufficient than dogs are. But unfortunately, you know, cats do not get in as often for regular routine visits. And this is more than just vaccinations. Vaccinations are important. However, the main issue with cats that you see is oftentimes they're not getting in to be seen until there is a problem already there. And of course, you know, when there's a problem, you can come into your veterinarian. But if they're not seen on a regular basis, sometimes you miss a lot of those early symptoms. And by the time the cat gets into us, then there's sometimes not a lot that can be done. One thing that's super important when it comes to cats is feline leukemia. We always talk to all of our cat patients, whether they are indoor cats or outdoor cats. Feline leukemia is a very highly infectious disease. If you are skeptical about vaccinating, this is the one that you don't want to skip. Feline leukemia is transferred by fomites, and the fomites can be transferred by a cat hissing. It can be aerosolized. So if you have, let's say, a cat that sits on a windowsill inside the house, but the windowsill is open, then it has the air contact from outside. So if there's any animals in their area that has it, then the cat can get it. It's transferred by saliva. So if you have a cat that is indoor, outdoor, you leave water bowls around or things like that, it can be acquired that way as well. I know that there's a contagibility to the urine aspect for cats that have feline leukemia. It is the number one killer of cats as far as infectious diseases. So feline leukemia is ultra important for our feline friends. We had a client that actually, you know, came in and she was having some financial issues and she had wanted to kind of save a little bit of money. And she had lived in a second floor condominium. She said the cat never goes out, always on the second floor. So the chances of, you know, a stray cat coming by or having anything aerosolized, it's not going to go that distance up to the second floor. So the chances are, you know, probably pretty slim. Well, she'd had a New Year's Eve party and the cat slipped out, was out overnight, came home, and a couple months later, the cat passed away from feline leukemia. And it's just one of those random things that happen. You know, cost is always an issue for our pet owners, but, you know, an ounce of prevention, like we say, you know, it can mean the difference of, you know, having your pet with you. So definitely keep that in mind. Another thing, you know, about constantly, you know, having a baseline and having your pet have a annual physical. Another example, I have the pet sitting company as well as, you know, working for the veterinary office. And I gone over and did a pet sitting job for a client who had a cat. They had me come over once a day and had no thought that there was anything wrong with the cat. They see the cat on an everyday basis, and I immediately noticed this cat drinks a lot of water, more than what I normally see. To them, it had been slowly increasing, so they didn't really notice anything different. And of course, you're going to have a higher urination when you have the higher water intake. But the other thing I saw was her cat was a little overweight, which can happen. I mean, it's an indoor cat, doesn't get a lot of exercise. You know, sometimes treats can be love. But the last thing I noticed was the cat had quite a bit of little scaly dandruff in the middle of the back. And she kind of attributed to, well, she's kind of round. I figured she probably can't clean too well there. But for me, I immediately thought diabetes, just because that's what we see. You know, those are main symptoms. They're drinking a lot. They're urinating more. They're gaining weight. They're, you know, getting scalier skin, and they're not, you know, able to groom as much. Those are kind of telltale signs of that. And lo and behold, when I made the recommendation, they brought the cat in and cat was diabetic. It luckily, you know, I had picked up on that and they had saw that and brought it in. But at home, you don't always put some of those smaller symptoms together. But when you're going in for an annual visit and the doctor's asking you questions, you know, have you noticed an increase of water? Have you noticed, you know, how much is the pet going to the bathroom each day? You know, are you having to scoop multiple times a day? The litter, you know, for example, or, you know, how much water are they taking in? You know, how big is your bowl? Are you having to fill it? Do you find it empty if you're late with filling it? Things of that nature. And then being able to see the condition of the skin, the coat, you know, monitoring the weight, things of that nature whenever they're in for an annual visit and just an examination can pick up on that very quickly. And it was a very good pet owner. I mean, this pet was not, you know, neglected or, you know, not loved in any kind. I mean, it was, you know, a very, very beloved member of the household. But when you see the pet every single day, sometimes you don't always correspond to put it all together. So again, you know, it goes back to the importance of, you know, even though I always tell clients, if you don't feel the pet needs vaccines and you're not going to get that, that still doesn't mean that pet does not need to come in at least once a year to make sure that you have an examination and that pet is healthy. You know, that way the doctor can listen to the heart. They can check the lungs. You know, they can look at the eyes and kind of see things before they become too unmanageable.
And sometimes, like you said, it takes maybe another set of eyes because you're looking at the cat or you're looking at your pet every day, and maybe it's become sort of like accepted behavior, or you're not looking at it as, oh, well, you're just like, it's like, oh, well, I give it a couple of treats. That's why she's so heavy, or she can't groom herself. But you're looking at it from a trained eye and your vet's looking at it from a trained eye. So to make sure you bring your cat in once a year at least. That way, a professional eye is looking at it and goes, well, maybe it could be this. And that could be, as we talk about an ounce of prevention, could actually improve the quality of life or save a life.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, it's not always about vaccination. And that's what clients kind of see that annual visit as. Oh, they're due for their annual vaccines. Think of it as an annual exam. If you're vaccinating your pet and getting them, you know, prevented against the diseases, fabulous. But if you don't want to do that, that still should not take the, okay, we're not due to do vaccines, so they don't need to come in this year. So it definitely needs to be kind of retrained for pet owners into, you know, the thinking of, I need to make sure my pet's healthy, just like you would take your child or yourself in, you know, every so often for an exam and a checkup. That's, it's just as important for our pets.
Wow. Thank you for this great information. And for all of you cat lovers out there, don't forget, bring your cat to the vet on August 22nd.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
If you love dogs and mysteries, we've got something for you. Stay tuned.
Not pumped about cleaning the litter box? Try World's Best Cat Litter Zero Mess, the litter that gives you 2 times better clumping and more odor control with less litter. That's right, you scoop once and you're done. No chiseling, no scraping, no crumbling, no problem. Looking for fast and easy litter box cleanup? Zero Mess. Try it. You're welcome in advance. Save $2 on World's Best Cat Litter. Visit www.saveonworldsbest.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We'd like to welcome back with us Margaret Mizushima. She's an award-winning and best-selling author of the popular Timber Creek Canine Mystery Series, including its latest release coming out on August 8th, Hunting Hour. Welcome back, Margaret. How are you?
Thank you. I am doing quite well. Thank you very much.
And congratulations on the Hunting Hour.
Oh, thank you. It was a book that was a little bit hard for me to write. I think I got a little bit too much in my character's head, but that was good, I think, in the end.
So. I think that it was good because I completed the book in a day. I mean, I literally could not put it down. My poor husband and my poor dogs were like, they felt totally neglected, but it was so good. And the character development in it was, and I've read your other two, The Killing Trail and Stalking Ground, but this one, I feel like kinship towards your characters, which we'll get into in a minute. But this one was really, really good. Everyone's going to have to read it. I don't want to give anything away. We'll talk about it in a minute. But for those who weren't with us before when you were on the show, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, yes, I can. I spent 25 years practicing as a speech therapist. So that was my first career. I have been married to a veterinarian for 35 years. And so I decided I'd better put a vet in my series. I've lived the vet's life. I assist him when he doesn't have his regular employees present. And so that's part of why I decided to do that. Currently, I'm no longer practicing speech therapy. I'm helping my husband with our two businesses, which is a veterinary clinic and an Angus cattle herd. And then I write in my spare time.
Hey, well, thank goodness for us, you do write. But we're very happy that you write. Now, for those people who may not be familiar with the Timber Creek Canine Mystery, or for those that are big fans, can you give us your inspiration behind Deputy Maddie Cobb, her canine partner Robo, and the veterinarian Cole Walker? It's great. And of course, that beautiful high country of Colorado, which is kind of like where everything's set. And it's like being transported there. It's like being there the way you write. You're very good in your description of where we are. So it's like you transport us there. So if you could just tell us a little bit about what your inspiration is for that.
I'll start with Cole Walker, since I've already mentioned my husband. I decided to take my husband's best characteristics and enhance them and make Cole Walker. Cole practices in a rural practice, which is similar to what my husband does. It's a mixed practice where he sees all different kinds of small and large animals. That was my inspiration for Cole Walker. My inspiration from Deputy Maddie Cobb was a friend that I was introduced to later in life. She was actually the daughter of one of my mother's friends. Her name is Beth. She is acknowledged in the books as a consultant. She practiced as a canine handler and trainer in Bellingham, Washington for years. she had a dog named Robo that she describes as the most outstanding dog she ever trained. Robo won lots of police trials. They do dog trials where they compete with various activities like evidence detection and takedowns of people and various types of obedience trials. And she was just a huge inspiration to me. She told me so many stories about Robo and what he used to do. And in the end, I was just fascinated and said, could I use his name in the series? And she said, oh, that would be such an honor. By the time I met her, Robo had died of old age. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't get a chance to meet him. And then you mentioned Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up in Colorado. I love the state. I lived on a cattle ranch outside of a very small town that's close to the Continental Divide. So I grew up knowing that kind of terrain, hiking whenever I could. I still hike. I still like to go up into Rocky Mountain National Park whenever I can and hike. So I do love that terrain.
You're very descriptive and you bring the reader right to there. And it's, you know, right to the falling rocks, the crumble, you know, I don't want to give things away, but like it's, you know, as they're moving fast through this, because Robo does move very fast. And it's just very, you're like transported right there. It's you're really an excellent writer, and you transport the reader there, which is where we're going to get to Hunting Hour right now. Your other two books were Killing Trail and Stalking Ground. Killing Trail, your debut, which is where I first met these wonderful characters and then got to know them better in Stalking Ground. And now in Hunting Hour, it's the way you did this one was a little different, and it was so engaging the way you took the characters to another level. Now, any of your books could be standalone books, but I think to read them as a series is just enhances it so much. So, and you know what I say about your books. Your books are great for the mystery lover, great for the dog lover, and I'm both. So it's like, you know, a great piece of cake for me.
wonderful. Thank you so much.
So tell us about Hunting Hour.
Hunting Hour starts with Deputy Maddie Cobb in a very dark place. She had found some news from her brother in Stalking Ground, mm-hmm. the book before, that sent her spiraling into a depression, and she's receiving some counseling. So that's where the book starts. She's withdrawn from Cole Walker, who is the love interest for Maddie in this series. He's the veterinarian. And she has withdrawn from him and his two daughters, whom she dearly loves, to work on these issues from her past. Robo and Maddie are called in after work because there is a missing junior high student whose parents are very worried about her because she is asthmatic and doesn't have her asthma medicine with her. Robo and Maddie do track down the girl and find her dead behind the high school, which starts the mystery. It also sends Maddie over to Cole Walker's house because, knowing how much she loves these girls, she's just driven to make sure the girls know about it before they go show up to school the next morning and find out there. And she really cares about Cole, too, and knows that he's had a pretty rough time in the last book, as well as did she. So that's kind of where we start. That all happens in Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, and it goes from there.
And that's why I say it was hard to put down, because it just, like, went in and just went flying from there. And I have to ask you, because some of the things that are brought up, and I don't know if you want to bring them up, but some of the things that are brought up and surfaced in the Hunting Hour would require a lot of research, would require a lot of, you know, to get into some of the topics that you got into and to get into some of the things that Maddie's going through and even some of the things that Cole's going through or some of Cole's clients are going through. There was it was just elevated to such a level that it was, I was unable to put it down. Now, how do you research all of this? There was a lot. How do you research all of this? And your other books too, there was a lot involved with what Maddie gets involved with and even Cole gets involved with through Maddie, but her and Robo. How do you research all of this?
I'm so fortunate to have such strong consultants. I actually have a family member who is a retired police officer and he practiced in a rural setting and was a chief deputy. I guess he was helped organize and head up the department in a rural area. So he is just a tremendous amount of help as far as police procedure because I am not a police person. My husband and his colleagues are a huge wealth of information for the veterinary aspects of the series. I'm constantly in touch with my husband daily, several times a day, and he'll just make a phone call and get the information for me. So I'm just so lucky. I'm a lucky girl.
Well, they're very believable, very realistic, and very, very intricate in the way that you write about them. And there's, you know, you can tell that there's a lot of realistic research backing up what you're doing, because I mean there's a lot, and it's very good. It's kind of like what keeps the interpersonal relationships, keep the story going, and also these plots that have so much going on that are really quasi dangerous. You know, they're dangerous plots, but it's all ties in, and it just exhilarating, very exhilarating read. I really enjoyed it, and I know other readers do too. With that being said, I'm going to ask you what I asked last time. I know this one's just coming out, but do we have any more Timber Creek Canine Mysteries coming up?
We do.
Oh, yay.
I'm so happy to tell you that we do.
Yay.
I had originally contracted with Crooked Lane Books to provide 4 books. We might actually have more in the series because book 4 is going to leave Maddie's story a little bit open-ended. This next book is almost written in first draft.
Wow.
Once you complete one of your books, you really just have to get started writing the next one if you're going to deliver it to be able to have it published. So I have about 76,000 words in a manuscript that will be between 85,000 and 90,000. So I'm on the home stretch.
Wow.
Before. Yes. And I can tell you that Maddie has everything she thinks she knows about herself turned upside down in book 4. So there's a separate mystery, but Maddie's backstory becomes much more complex.
Well, I have to tell you, that just gave me goosebumps because it started in book 2. It really got more fleshed out in book 3. So book 4 is going to, wow. It's because book 3, I couldn't put down. Book 4, I'm probably not going to get any sleep. I'll be reading right through the night. No.
Well, there was one thing I forgot to mention to you, Susan. These books have gone across the pond. The first 2 books have been released in the UK, and they will be released sometime later this year in France. So I'm just so thrilled over that.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. And they're going to love it, I'm sure, as much as we do here. It's so great the way you write. It's so relatable the way you write. And also you bring the reader right to these to the Colorado. I mean, we feel like we're right there. We feel like we're in the high country, and no matter what the weather is, because I think we've been through all different types of weather there. I mean, it's like being there. I've never been, by the way. I feel like I've been there. Like I said, the storylines are so taut, so exhilarating. It's really good. I'm happy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is really big. So let's let everyone know when Hunting Hour is officially being released.
August 8th is the official date. However, Amazon, I know, is already starting to ship these books that have been pre-ordered. So many of the people that pre-ordered have already received copies of this book.
Great.
It will be available in bookstores. It's already available on the almost most of the online booksellers that I'm aware of are selling it. So you can go to your favorite website, or you can go to a brick and mortar place if it's an independent bookstore that you love to go to. And if they don't have it on the shelf, I'm sure they'll order it for you.
Absolutely. And what's in the series?
I have a website. It's margaretmizushima.com. And I'm also on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter at Marg Mizu.
As you know, I write for a magazine, a regional magazine, and my little co-host here, Miss Olive, she has Miss Olive's favorite things, and we have chosen Hunting Hour as one of our favorite things, so it's going to be featured in Suncoast Pet Magazine.
That's just incredible.
Yep, so
thank
it'll be featured
so
in the next issue. Yes, yes. No, we loved it. So we want to make sure that all of, which is an online magazine as well as a hard copy magazine, so people will be able to read it all over the place and see the recommendation. And I know that people look for her recommendations for her favorite things, so they'll be able to see this. And it is one of our favorite things, so we can't wait for the next one now.
Oh, my gratitude. Thank you.
Well, Margaret, as always, thank you for being on our show, and we look forward to talking to you again when Maddie, Cole, and Robo come back visiting. So thank
okay.
you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We're looking forward to our next Timber Creek Canine Mystery. And for those of you out there, please look for Hunting Hour. You're going to be happy you did. You won't be able to put it down. Thank you very much. We'll be back in just
thank
a minute.
You.
Hi, Doggy Diva Show listeners. Susan Marie here to take just a half a minute to let you know how much we appreciate your being with us every week to hear great dog tips you can use with your pet, some great stories about rescues, fostering, and some heartwarming stories about second chances for pets who are now in loving forever homes. Be sure to go to our website, thedoggydiva.com, to see pictures of Miss Olive and other dogs we talk about on the show and get to know us a little better. That's thedoggydiva.com, D-O-G-G-Y. We appreciate your feedback, too. Okay, let's get back to the show. Coming up, best-selling pet and fashion author announces the winner of our book giveaway contest. Stay tuned.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. And we are so honored to have with us today Lauren Darr. Lauren is the founder of the International Association of Pet Fashion Professionals and a best-selling author. And most recently, she has provided a signed autographed copy of her bestseller, Pet Fashion Industry Patterns, which combines Lauren's love of animal and fashions and details and how they are important connection and which has led her to a profound understanding of both worlds, inspiring and guiding those in the pet world to successfully incorporate her unique insight into pet trends and marketing plans. Welcome. How are you, Lauren?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, and thank you for providing the book. I mean, we had a lot of people enter the contest, and at the end of the show, we're going to announce the winner of the lucky winner, and of course, we're also going to be talking about our bonus contest prizes, because we have, as well as Lauren, we have her son, who is also an author. We have him on, and I have autographed copies of both of your recent releases.
Awesome.
So let's talk quickly about pet fashion industry trends, and let's talk about that, and so that everybody knows what the book's about.
Okay. It's a book that it took me 2.5 to 3 years at least to put together. It's a basically compilation of observations that I've had over the years of trends that I've noticed in the world of pet fashion, things that are affecting what's happening in pet fashion, for example, going to more practical types of pet fashion, either from a safety perspective, like having reflective materials, to also more practical things like having a coat and a harness and a lead all combined in one. And then there are some other things that are also included in there about runway shows and models and such.
Well, I found that it incorporated pet lifestyle market micro trends, as well as great graphics. And just like you have those fun, informative facts that are on the pages. It's like, this
yes.
is like perfect for people in the business, or if you just are a pet lover. I mean, it's a beautiful book just to have out on your coffee table or your office, your desk. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. My husband even has a copy of it on his, in his office. He's a physician, and I know that he gets comments on it there, even though it's completely unrelated to genetics.
Well, I'm telling you, it's like a coffee table book. The way it's made, the way you designed it, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. And that's why I was so happy when you provided us with this autographed book for our giveaway. And now, speaking of your work with the animals, you have a great, almost like an intuitive feeling with animals, and you do have the Pet Fashion Industry Trends book out there, but you also just recently released another book about one of my favorite characters, your little baby.
Yes, Bella.
I love Bella. So can you tell us about this book that you just put out about Bella?
Yes, it's called Little Baby Bella, the Belly Rub Pug, and it really goes through us getting Bella from the Rescue Society in Indiana, and when we lived there, and how she was a little timid pug at first, but now she's transformed into this little belly rub pug, and basically demands them on a regular basis.
I see that. And the book was so funny, and it was so descriptive. And also the artwork was really beautiful. It does. It shows sort of like taking your pet when it first comes into your forever home. It may not be that confident, but then you find their little comfort spot. And we found hers was her belly rubs. Is that
yes.
It just transformed them into a whole other being. And speaking of that, she's kind of like I'll call her the Bella of the ball at the racetrack.
Yes.
How can you tell us about that? Because she's quite a celebrity on the circuit there.
Yeah, absolutely. We take her around with us to all the racetracks when Zachary, my son, races. And she's kind of become known. People will come up and ask, you know, is Bella with you and that kind of thing. She stays at the hotels with us. She's even been featured in Speedway Illustrated magazine as the Fit Pet of the Month.
I love that.
Yeah. And Zachary also had hero cards made this year where it features him and Bella, because we've also had little, you know, the remote control cars that you can buy at like a Toys R Us or whatnot. We actually take those cars and we change them to what his paint scheme looks like on his race car. And so she has her own little cars that look like his race car. So she's quite the spectacle.
I think that's so cute. And speaking of the track, we have a true winner with us, a celebrity of his own on the phone. He wrote a book about, really, I think it's working hard for your dreams and your dreams can come true. There was a few bumpy steps along the way, but you persevered, you pulled through it, and you just kept your eye on that dream and your goal, and a lot of hard work in between with a lot of support from your mom, dad, and friends. But hey, I have to tell you, I really enjoyed the book and I do see NASCAR in your future. Welcome, Zachary. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Now, can you tell us about how this all began? Because you have you've won many awards. You've got a great career. And how old are you?
I'm 15.
15. And you've already got all this. I don't think I had half of that going on at 15. But can you tell us all about how this all began with you and the racing?
Mainly, I think I just always really wanted to race. You know, it's kind of been my dream my entire life, you know. It's been really kind of a dream of mine. I got my first race in like an indoor go-kart. I remember like 10 years old or something like that. It was a long time ago. And I started out doing that for like a year. Won that championship, and then I went to many cups, and that's where I am now.
Now, how many awards? You've won quite a few awards. Can you tell us how many awards that you've won?
I don't know. I'm starting to lose count now.
I know. You've won so many.
I'm not trying to brag by saying that, but I'll be honest. Like, after two or three, you start to lose count. I won the Rookie of the Year. I think I got the Most Improved Driver Award, too.
Do you want me to help?
Mom helps along the way, right?
He's won a couple championships, like the Illinois State Championship, wow, and the National Short Track Championship, and the Rockford Speedway. This year, he's going for the Central States Region Super Cups Championship.
Wow. Now, what like was your inspiration for the book? And, you know, Mom, you could chime in whenever you want, because the book that I have is, it was a great book, because I have to tell you, Zachary, it was inspiration for an adult. I'm an adult. And it just shows that when you have your eye on the dream, when you work really hard, when you show up every day and you have the talent, you can be a real winner. And you had a lot of obstacles to overcome along the way in this book.
Yeah, there definitely were. The book is about just sticking to your goals no matter what and perseverance. We had a really rough year, my rookie year, but we just kept showing up to the racetrack every week, and it paid off in the end. It picks off right where my first book, Zachary Tinkle's Mini Cup Decision, ends.
Well, now, I have to ask you a question, which is probably what a lot of people ask you. Do you see NASCAR in your future?
Oh, I really hope so. Hopefully, after the late models, I can get into NASCAR K&N Pro Series. One of those teams would be really cool to drive for one of the top teams in there. That'd be, you know, just try and get in a top team and then go on from there and try and, or NASCAR K&N, or just run ARCA and then on the trying to get into the trucks or Xfinity.
Wow. Well, I definitely see you. I know I'm going to be hearing about you. I mean, I see the small races that you win, which aren't really small or big. But I mean, when you get up into the big time, I'm going to say, hey, remember me. You're going to do it. You have the drive. You have you kept your eye on what you want. And it just goes to show that, you know, like I said, it's an inspiration for kids. It's an inspiration for adults. And if you have a dream and if you have a goal, never give up. And that's what you did. Yep. So, and I have to let everyone know that these two books, Little Baby Bella, Belly Rub Pug, and Zachary's book, Mini Cup Rookie of the Year Dream, Rookie of the Year. I think it's going to be a great book for a kid or for an adult to read. I really, really think it's a great learning book. Your book is really good. And of course, your mom's books. I love your mom's books. So The Belly Rub Pug is about an adoptive pet who transforms right before our very eyes. And you know, Lauren, why don't you tell everyone about, there's one other book. I mean, you've written so many and they're so beautiful. You've got, you know, the coloring books and a lot of books, but I love Lipstick on a Pug. Can you just like give a little bit of your background where you go with these pugs? Because you're a pug girl.
Oh, absolutely. Plum Pug Crazy is what,
yes,
I'm going to teach them.
Yes, you are.
Lipstick on a Pug is the book about, I think you and I have similar backgrounds.
Yes.
Where it was an adopted pug when, you know, we didn't really even use the term adopted or rescue. And Tootie, White Pines Tootie was her name. And I, instead of playing with dolls, I played with Tootie and dressed her. And she eventually became the inspiration for the Pet Fashion Professionals organization. And it's my story of how basically I got into having pugs that are little pet fashionistas.
And I always say, you know, you're a sister from another mother. We've got it. That's exactly what my life was like, because I was dressing up my dogs and cats all the way, you know, millions of years ago. But it's what it's about. I think that there are a lot of people out there that are like us, that, and now they're in the pet industry and they just like love what they're doing because of this. And your book was a terrific inspiration too. Now, speaking of your book, the latest one, that we had out for our contest, which we had a lot of entries for, which is the Pet Fashion Industry Patterns, which is autographed. We do have a winner, and I'm telling you that this book is going to look beautiful in her home, as well as if she has an office, it'll look great in her office. I'm very excited about this. So I'm going to have Lauren, who is the best-selling author of this book, announce the winner of our contest.
Okay. I would do a drum roll.
Dun, 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 dun.
The winner is Janann Benabud. And my apologies if I did not pronounce that correctly, but congratulations.
And congratulations, because you're also getting two other bonus gifts. You're going to get the signed copy of Little Baby Bella Belly Rub Pug. Adorable. You're going to love it. And of course, Zachary's book, you're going to love. And if you have kids or no kids, or even if you're just reading it yourself, you're going to love this book. It's an inspirational book. Now, one of the things, and thank you again, Lauren, and thank you, Zachary, for these books. They're great. And I want to let everyone know, where can they go to purchase your books, learn more about you, learn more about Zachary, if there's anything that they want to learn about the Pet Fashion Professionals, let them, there's stuff going on there.
Okay. All of our books are easy to find on Amazon.com. If you want to know about pet fashion or me, leftpawpress.com or petfashionprofessionals.com is the easiest way to find information about me or the organization. And to find Zachary,
you can find like hero cards in my mail. You can find out hero cards, my mailing list on zacharytinkle.com. You can also follow me on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by searching at Zachary Tinkle.
We're going to be keeping up with your progress, Zachary, because I know that you're going to go on to huge things. I'm telling you, I'm going to see you on NASCAR. And Lauren, I'm sure you have more books in the future, because you write the best books. The animal books are so cute and relatable, especially for those of us who are pet parents. And your pet fashion, we learn a lot. It inspires us. And there's a real connection there with what you do, your passion for the animals, and your passion for fashion. So,
oh, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you having us on and being supportive of the books and doing these contests. It's always fun and always delightful to talk to you.
Oh, same here. Very delightful to talk to you. And same with you, Zachary. It was great talking with you.
Yeah.
And I want to wish a special congratulations to Janann Benabud. And we'll also have this posted up on our Facebook page so that everyone can see who the winner is too. And you're going to truly enjoy what you're receiving, Janann. I can guarantee you that. So again, thank you very much. Can we give out your contact information one more time, Lauren?
Sure. It's petfashionprofessionals.com is the website, or Left Paw Press if they're looking for the books.
Great. And we have Zachary's, and I'm just going to tell you both, thank you very much. Thank you for spending time with us. Thank you for being a part of our contest. You made a lot of people happy.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you both very much for spending time with us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Up next, one community celebrates their largest adoption event. Stay tuned.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I am here with Candace Botha, founder and publisher of Suncoast Pet Magazine. Hey, Candace, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And today is a really important day, big day in Palmetto. It's Manatee County's largest one-day adoption and pet expo.
Yes, it's very exciting, a very exciting event. They're hoping to have more than 100 animals here today so that we can find forever homes for all of them.
And the name of it's Adopt-a-Palooza. How's that?
It's exciting. I'm telling you, this is a wonderful event. It's in its third year now in Manatee County. And just a lot of different vendors and animal groups are coming to find homes and to promote our local pet community.
And just for the location, for those of you that are listening locally or those of you that are going to be visiting the area, this is definitely an event you want to go to. It is today, August 5th. It's going to be at the Bradenton Area Convention Center at One Haven Boulevard in Palmetto. And the time is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there's a lot of things going on there.
There are a lot of things going on. They have some big sponsors for the event who have made it possible again this year. There's going to be the Feld Monster Truck. We'll be on site there at the...
That's always a big hit.
Yep, that's always a big hit. And there's also going to be raffles and food and beverages, silent auction items, a fun zone for kids will be available throughout the afternoon. They're asking attendees to bring pet toys and treats as donations. There's no admission to get in, but please bring some toys and treats, which will be divided among the animal groups there. I always think that's a wonderful idea because it's certainly a way that you can help the animals immediately. Our rescue groups are always in need of food and toys and treats and supplies for the animals in their care. And this is just one way that you can, as Miss Olive and Franny always say, you know, pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
Yep.
Yeah. You can go there for the day. You could look to adopt or even foster. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity there. And pets always love the little toys when they're waiting for their forever home.
Mm-hmm.
Gives them a sense of... A lot of thought and a lot of hard work went into this, as it always does for all the events. But this is a really big one. So why don't we give out the time again so that everybody knows when it is.
The time is 11 to 4 p.m. today at the Bradenton Area Convention Center at One Haven Boulevard in Palmetto. It's important to also point out, Susan, that it's being sponsored by a newly formed 501c3 nonprofit group, which is now the fundraising arm working with Manatee County Animal Services called Friends of Manatee County Animal Services.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a new nonprofit that's helping raise funds for Manatee County Animal Services. So I think it's important to show our support for that group as well as all the other nonprofits that are going to be there. Even if you're not interested in adopting an animal right now, if your house is full or you're just not ready. It's a wonderful event to attend anyway, because there are different vendors there. I know in the past there have been trainers there. Local photographers, pet photographers are there. So it's an opportunity to meet some of the people in our animal community and just have a great day. There's food and refreshments, like I said, and a fun kid zone. So if you're looking for a free way to spend the day with your kids and surrounded by animals, this is certainly one place you don't want to miss.
Well, and also, you know, if you adopt your pet or you're looking for things to purchase with your pet, they have specialty animal the pet retailers. And I mean, it's just there's over 100 adoptable pets that are going to be there. So,
and raffle prizes. And you have a chance to win.
And raffle prizes.
Yep.
Yes, and they've always had good raffle prizes, so this is going to be a fun event.
And they have some impressive sponsors here, too. Bradenton Herald came aboard, Goodwill, Animal Services in Manatee County, of course, Shella Bella Photography Design, the Bradenton Area Convention Center.
You, Suncoast Pet.
Suncoast Pet, Papo's, Taqueria, Spectrum, which is, I think, Bright House, right?
Yes.
And Manatee County, Florida is a sponsor in 92.1 CTQ, Suncoast Country Music Station.
Oh, wow.
Is aboard.
It's going to be a fun day.
Thank you to the sponsors for stepping up and helping our animal groups find homes, hopefully for 100 animals.
And I think that they've been successful. This is their third annual, correct?
I was there last year, and it was packed.
Yeah.
It was packed all day. People come out for this, and this is something, it's not overcrowded that you're, you know, stuffed in a room, because it's a really big area.
Yeah.
A couple of areas, actually. And, you know, it's just a fun way to spend time with, you know, kids and with your family and get out and see some animals that are available for adoption and just have a good time.
Well, the first year it was there, I brought Olive. It was right after I adopted Olive. And I'm telling you that so many people met her, and we had such a lot. There was tons of people there.
Yeah.
There, and we had people at our booth just constantly coming up to us, talking to us. They all met Miss Olive, and it was just a very happy, everyone's there for the same reason. It's all for the animals. So whenever you go to an event, it's all for the animals. No matter what part of the country you're in, it's always a positive. There's like that great positive energy there, that because everybody's there for the same reason. So again, I'm going to give out the information. It's Adopt-A-Palooza. It's Saturday, August 5th, and it's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Bradenton Area Convention Center, One Haven Boulevard in Palmetto. And if you're looking for information, we have the flyer up on our Facebook page. So go to the Doggy Diva Show Facebook page, and you will find out the information that you need if you're looking to get there. Well, thank you very much, Candace.
Well, thank you.
And see you at Adopt-A-Palooza.
Yep, see you later.
Bye. We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our Doggy Divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.